Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
Whatever weakens your reason impairs the tenderness of your conscience, obscures your sense of God, takes off your relish for spiritual things. Whatever increases the authority of the body over the mind, that thing is sin to you, however innocent it may seem in itself. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, it is called sin, not a mistake, getting a handle of wrong in our lives and righting it. Anyone who knocks down a wall might be bitten by a snake. Several years ago, before I got married, a lady made me a lovely meal of pounded yam and egusi melon soup laced with crocodile meat. Splendid cuisine. The hungry pastor was in the church office. In all fairness, the kind lady was giving me a treat. She meant no harm. I can vouch she had no intention to take me in. Nevertheless, these days, there are too many harmless things, like snake bite, for example. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, have you not heard the cliche, there's no harm in it? I've used that line myself before, haven't you? In the attempt to make the gospel of Jesus Christ more presentable or acceptable, a lot of effort has gone into redefining many of its fundamental tenets. I believe this is part of the enemy's grand design to dull our consciences to the contrasts between right and wrong, or good and evil in the eyes of God, and to the realities of the attendant costs of continually going against God's will and way. It is called, among other things, being politically correct or socially relevant. For some, we just want to know what's going on in the world. Did someone not say that it was curiosity that killed the cat? But in the process, Satan has seized many by the jugular. He is squeezing the life out and labeling it just for fun. The walls of moral and doctrinal integrity are being brought down brick by brick. It is a sign of the times. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of the sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Roasted snake, broiled snake, grilled snake, steamed snake, barbecued snake, snake is snake. Apologies to those for whose snake meat is a delicacy. I hear it tastes like fish. I do not believe that there is anything wrong with eating snake meat though, but a snake bite is a different ball game. It is potentially life-threatening, just like sin is. Can we call a spade? But you're being insensitive. Well, I'm always a life coach. Today, I'm a lifeguard. someone has dived into shark-infested waters. Assuming that the red flag is some fancy piece of cloth designed to prevent people from having fun anyhow the like on the pristine beaches of life. It will take tough measures, and I love him enough to tell him the truth with a megaphone. Sharks, your life is in danger. Get out now. People usually have excuses for, it's my weakness. The man is sleeping with another man's wife. I do not love my wife anymore. The woman will not respect her husband. He behaves like a monkey's son. One has a terrible temper. I got it from my father. Another is stealing from the government. It's my share of the national cake. A wife is fantasizing with the idea of going out with an old flame who suddenly showed up. Just reminiscing over the good old days. Someone will not forgive. Instead, keeps malice. You don't know what she did to me. Then there is the one given to gluttony. I usually binge when I'm upset. But it seems you're always upset. In all of this is disobedience to the will of God. I'm not judging. But there is a bottom line. Sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. That is, sin wants to put your lights out. Don't let it do that to you. Solomon's translation. Recently, I asked myself, what is sin? I penned down my answer. Sin is an attitude, a thinking pattern, contemplation, speech, action, or behavior that is inconsistent with the character and will or word of God. Sin is a transgression against God, whether by commission or omission. It is rebelling or going against God's will and purpose for one's life. Susan Wesley, the mother of John and Charles Wesley, describe sin succinctly. Whatever weakens your reason, impairs the tenderness of your conscience, obscures your sense of God, takes off your relish for spiritual things, whatever increases the authority of the body over the mind, that thing is sin to you. However innocent it may seem in itself. But praises be to God, through whose grace and loving kindness in Christ Jesus, we have been delivered from the power of sin. If you are in Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. It should not rule over you. You rule over it. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Why be entangled again by the yoke from which you have been set free? Stand first in the liberty with which Christ has made you free. Repent and return to the forgiving grace of God's love. You are free indeed. However, if you have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, freedom from sin is yours too, because God so loved you, He gave His only begotten Son, who died and rose again, not to condemn you, but to give you life eternal. Your sins are already paid for, so that you might be saved, if you believe and receive Him. You're not under condemnation. Rather, salvation is yours for the asking and receiving. Be free today. You are loved. Wait a minute. Did I mention that I enjoyed that crop diet? Oh, yes, I did. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker, whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.